Greetings, readers. Welcome to the June edition of Library News. It's hard to believe that summer is upon us. Summer reading is about to sizzle, and the library's youth librarian has been fully immersed in the summer reading program planning stages. Because our library cares about your children and wants to keep them reading and actively learning this summer, we have something exciting to share with our young readers. We are offering an incredible online virtual experience. This hands-on learning includes singing, crafts, STEM learning activities, engaging sounds, reading and exploring new worlds that will openly welcome the unexpected. This summer's reading program will be launched on June 15th. Over 6 weeks, there will be 18 virtual events that include a trip around the world, exploring nature together, a week of STEM, animals, and our last but not least, race into space. As an extra treat, you'll be introduced to a very special guest. The fun is endless. Please don't miss out. Three new staff members will join the library for the summer to help with the summer reading programming. They are AmeriCorps Vista members and will be with the library for 9 weeks. We are excited to have them on board. If you have any questions, please contact Denise Bean, our youth services librarian, at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us. Let the summer fun begin.
June is Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Pride Month. This month-long celebration demonstrates how LGBTQ Americans have strengthened our country by using their talent and creativity to help create awareness and goodwill. The collection of the Iowa Library for the Blind contains many books written by, about, and for the LGBTQ community. Here are a select few. Real Queer America, LGBT Stories from Red States by Samantha Allen, DB96338. A transgender reporter provides a peek at LGBT communities that exist in conservative-leaning states along the course of a cross-country road trip from Utah to Texas and on through the Bible Belt and the Deep South. Profiles drag shows, political rallies, hubs of queer life, and individuals working for change. There is strong language. The Stonewall Reader, edited by the New York Public Library, DB95636. Anthology chronicling the 1960s fight for LGBTQ rights and the activists who spearheaded it. Contains firsthand accounts, diaries, periodic literature, and articles documenting the years leading up to and following the Stonewall Uprising. Sister Outsider, Essays and Speeches by Audre Lorde, DB95899. A collection of 15 essays and speeches by the author of A Burst of Light, DB91119, and Zami, A New Spelling of My Name, DB91255. Topics explored include sexism, racism, ageism, homophobia, and class. This Day in June by Gail E. Pittman, DB85949. A rhyming pride parade experience. Includes In Matter to serve as a primer on LGBT history and culture and to explain references made in the story. It is a Stonewall Book Award and for grades kindergarten through third. The Gay Revolution, The Story of the Struggle by Lillian Faderman, DB84312. An award-winning scholar of LGBT issues tackles a history of the modern struggle for gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in America. With interviews and in-depth research, covers everything from the witch hunts of the 1950s, the Stonewall riots, and the AIDS epidemic, to 21st century campaigns for marriage equality.
Drum roll, please. We are announcing our latest D-list, digital lists including special titles. Summer is a time for planting, flowers blooming, and time spent outdoors. So to celebrate summer, our staff member, Dina, has put together a D-list titled Plants in Name Only. This list includes books with a kind of plant or flower in the title. The variety of genres in this list is remarkable. Call the library today to request the newest D-list, Plants in Name Only, and we will send you special cartridges with those books included.
And don't forget to go beyond the book with Northfield by Johnny Boggs, DB67254. It is a fictional account of the 1876 robbery of the First National Bank in Northfield, Minnesota by the James Younger Gang, The raid unfolds from various perspectives, including those of outlaws Frank and Jesse James, Sheriff James Glispin, the daughter of a murdered teller, and the gun-toting town residents. There is some strong language. Once you read this book, call or email with your review, and you may hear your words and thoughts in the July Library News Beyond the Book segment. You can call me, Leslie, at 515-452-1329 or email library@blind.state.ia.us.
Here are some ongoing library events. With IDB Read, you can call in and listen to one of our wonderful volunteer narrators read live on the phone, followed by a short chat about the book. On Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 5, you can listen to our narrator, Christine Mock, read a cozy mystery by H.Y. Hannah. On Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m., you can call in and listen to our narrator, Bob White, read a Western by Louis L'Amour. Please call the library at 515-281-1323 to get the conference call number for IDB Read. We look forward to reading with you. Tech Time with Tyler is every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Call 515-452-1343 to get your tech questions answered. Braille Bits Online is every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. Listen to a Braille Bits podcast and have a fun and lively conversation surrounding all things Braille. The library has decided to cancel Makerspace Mondays and STEM and Stories for the month of June. This will also delay the extra hour the library was planning on being open beginning in June. We will be monitoring the current situation to decide on future Makerspace Mondays and STEM and Story programming on a month-by-month basis, as well as any future evening and weekend hours. Now for an IDB update from the director of the department, Emily Wharton.
Hello, I'm Emily Wharton. I'm the director of the Iowa Department for the Blind, and I wanted to give you all an update on things going on at the Department for the Blind. I want to start off by taking this opportunity to thank all of the fabulous staff that we have at the Iowa Department for the Blind for their amazing flexibility and hard work throughout this crisis. You all know, as library patrons, how our amazing library staff has stepped up to continue to provide books to folks throughout the pandemic, and as well as being able to come up with new and innovative programs to serve patrons and educators. Our IL team has been hard at work connecting with clients over the phone and finding ways to give them support and ideas to help them through this crisis and to help them to reach their goals. Our VR teachers and counselors have been working really hard to find ways to provide training in a virtual environment and to continue the services that clients need to be able to move forward towards their career goals. Our accounting staff has worked diligently to create new processes to make our agency more paperless so that we can keep the bills paid and services funded for our clients. Even our maintenance team has taken advantage of this time to undertake painting projects and other projects that would be difficult to do if the building were full of people. Our education and training team has worked very hard and been extra creative in finding ways to continue to have our LEAP summer program in a safe and responsible manner. This program is vital to the youth that we serve in helping them to gain the social and blindness skills that they need to be successful in their education and employment. And I really appreciate the lengths that our staff has gone to make sure that we can continue to do that in these uncertain times. I really appreciate overall just everything that all of the staff has done across the agency. And I can't say enough good things about how everyone in our IDB family has really banded together to continue to provide services to clients and patrons. We have been creating updates for our legislative liaison to distribute to the legislature throughout the pandemic. There are four of these updates, and they can be found on our website through the reports link in the left-hand sidebar. In the most recent of these updates, there is a letter that I sent to the Department of Management and the Governor's Office, which explains our challenges in regard to maintenance of effort for our VR program. Because of our need to maintain our vocational rehabilitation spending levels to draw down federal funds, cuts to our state appropriation end up hurting our independent living program. Our federal dollars for our independent living program are significantly less than what we receive for our VR program, and we have no way of drawing down more money by contributing state funds. So when we receive a cut to our appropriation for our state dollars, that ends up hurting our independent living program the most. We have learned all too well in these past few months how important it is that Iowans who are losing their vision receive the training and tools that they need to remain independent and safe in their homes. We know that there will be significant revenue drops due to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, we are continuing to ask the governor's office and legislature to appropriate the amount specified in the governor's original budget for the Iowa Department for the Blind. IDB is looking to resume providing in-person services in a measured and responsible manner starting June 8th. The main door will be unlocked. We are asking clients and patrons to continue to use the phone and electronic communications whenever possible. However, we know that certain services, such as blindness skills training, are more effective when offered in person. Our leadership team has been working for the past several weeks to create and revise rules and guidelines to be shared with all staff very soon. This is an unprecedented and evolving situation. We are working to be as nimble and responsible as we can to provide the very best service possible to patrons and clients. Thank you so much for your patience and support.
Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!